Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, the host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. Our topic for today's podcast is the 5 actions to take before you buy a house. Our guest today is Nancy Zaretic. Nancy is a financial advisor at Pinnacle Financial Partners. There's so much in the news about mortgage problems and home sales. Nancy, what's the biggest mistake that homebuyers typically make?
Summer, I really think it is not talking with a mortgage advisor early enough in the process. You really need to find that payment comfort level before you start looking for a house.
Nancy, let's talk about how to avoid these pitfalls. Give us a summary of the 5 things we need to do in advance of a purchase, and then give us some more information on each.
Okay. Well, I think one would be make a realistic decision on your budget. 2, I think, would be choose your realtor carefully. Another would be get pre-approved for a mortgage amount before you start looking. Also, you're going to want to hire a professional inspector to inspect the prospective house you're going to buy. And then, in the end, once you found the house, you want to negotiate the rate and terms of your mortgage, and don't forget to shop for your homeowner's insurance. Why don't we start with that first one there about the realistic decision on your budget? If you are renting and you're a first-time home buyer, what you want to do is look at what you're paying today for your rent and your utilities. Then think about how much can you realistically pay more than that. You know, forget doing a fancy analysis here, but just comfort level. Where do you feel comfortable paying more than you're paying now? The same thing would be true if you already own a home, and this is a second home you're buying, or you're moving up. You know what you're paying right now on your payment for both principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. You know what your utilities are. Again, what do you feel? How much more do you think you can spend? So I think, you know, be realistic about that. Then we've got a nice little feature. If you go to our learning center, we've got a calculator that can really help you through that process to get specifics after you've sort of looked at it from a just what makes you feel comfortable standpoint. Also, Summer, I'd say a good rule of thumb is you really don't want to spend more than 40% of your take-home income on your housing. So that's always a good way to look at it. And then the one that I see so many times that creates problems, how much rehab work are you going to do on that house you're buying? Now, if you're just talking about going in and painting and putting down new carpet, you can quickly find out what that's going to cost you. But if you're saying, well, you know, we're going to knock out this wall, or we're going to add on an extra room, or we're going to redo that garage into a playroom, whatever your contractor tells you it's going to cost, I'd add 30% to it. It always costs so much more than you think, because once you knock down that wall, you don't know what's behind it. So I really, and most people say, oh, just add 10 or 20%. I wouldn't do that. Add 30, and I think you'll come out better in the end.
Nancy, now what about buying a home that's in foreclosure?
Well, Summer, that can be a very good option for you. Typically, you can get the home at a lower price. The one thing I'd caution you about is when you're getting that mortgage, the mortgage amount that you're going to figure your down payment on is the lower of cost or appraised value. And many times what people think they're going to be able to do is use that appraised value, which will help them so much on their down payment. For example, if I buy it at foreclosure for $150, it appraises at $200. Many people think, okay, that 20% that I've got to put down is 20% of $200,000, so really I'm not having to bring any cash to the closing table. That's not the case. It will be the lower of cost or appraised value. Let's see, I guess we need to look at another point here, and that would be choose your realtor carefully. Summer, you probably hear people say, well, I can do it myself. I would hire a realtor. They can help you so much with negotiating the contract. They just know it's their business. And if you get the right realtor, they really can save you some money. I would say to you, if you don't have a realtor that you're comfortable with, you know, ask your friends that may have referrals. They may know some good realtors. If you find a realtor, ask them for references and check them out. Call those references and see what they have to say. And then make sure that the realtor you get is working and experienced in the area of town you want to be in, and then the home price that you're looking for. So if you do that, I think they can be a lot of help to you. Then another point I'd make is getting pre-approved for the mortgage before you start looking. This just will keep you right on track, because then you're not looking at, you know, don't go see that gorgeous house that's $100,000 more than you need, and then you don't feel good about anything else you see. That's not any fun. So the way you go about getting pre-approved is you would go to a mortgage originator and provide them with your last 2 years' tax returns, a copy of your financial statement, a verification of your income, and then they do an analysis, pull your credit score, and can tell you exactly what you qualify for. Now, you may buy something cheaper than that, but you know, hey, I don't need to go over that. I know this is what I can get approved for, and that helps you so much when you go out and you look.
Now, Nancy, how do you find out what your credit score is?
Well, a good way to do it is to go to annualcreditreport.com. You can get one free credit report there a year. There are actually three national credit bureaus, but you can pull that up and see what your score is. And you need a score of at least 660 to qualify for a mortgage. If the higher your score, the cheaper your loan rate's going to be. So just realize 660 gets you in the game, but if you had a 700 or an 800 score, you can get a lower rate. Another point to consider would be to hire a professional inspector to look carefully at that home you're wanting to buy. The cost of that inspection is going to run between $350 and $500, and you would typically pay that cost unless you could negotiate that with the seller. But it will certainly be money well spent, and I think you give you real peace of mind, because you just can't know whether the roof is okay or the wiring is good or there are plumbing issues. You really need that professional inspector to help you to make sure that you know the condition of the house you're buying.
And Nancy, what is in an inspector's report? And will that determine whether or not you get approved for a mortgage?
Summer, it normally does not affect the mortgage process if the home is in fair to good condition. Now, if you're buying a home that is a real fixer-upper, if that appraiser showed lots of issues, then that inspection could affect your mortgage. But typically, it's there for your peace of mind, for you to know what you may have to repair. So it is a report that outlines roof, plumbing, electrical, general condition of the house, that sort of thing. So let's say that inspector's report went well and you like the house and you've gotten the right price and you've gotten pre-approved. All those things have happened. So now it's time to really negotiate that mortgage rate and to look at your homeowner's insurance. Now today, Summer, you know rates are very, very low. These are historically low rates. And where that can be a little deceptive are on the adjustable rate mortgages. You're hearing of adjustable rates in the twos. And an adjustable rate mortgage is a great product if you don't think you're going to be in the house for a long period of time. Say, for example, you know you're going to get transferred in 3 years. Perfect product would be that 3-year adjustable rate mortgage, which you could get in the twos. But if this is a house that you know you're going to stay in, you need to lock up that fixed rate today, because these fixed rates are so good. You need to go on and lock up that fixed rate. Typically, most people do a 30-year mortgage. If your budget allows it, and you could do either a 20-year fixed rate or a 15-year fixed rate, obviously you pay your home off much sooner and pay a whole lot less in interest cost. So I'd just say, don't get tempted by those rates in the twos. A 375 or a 4 30-year fixed is a marvelous rate if you're going to stay in the house. I'd also say to you, look at your homeowner's insurance. I think this is a place that many clients leave some money on the table. Check out a couple of different insurers. Make sure you know what coverages you've got. But you can save yourself some money if you'll look around at both the carriers, the products, and then also deductibles.
I'll recap these five actions again. Number one, make a realistic decision on your budget. Number two, choose your realtor carefully. Number three, get pre-approved for a mortgage amount before you start looking. Number four, hire a professional inspector to inspect the prospective house. And number 5, negotiate the rate and terms of your mortgage and shop your homeowner's insurance. Nancy, what final takeaway do you have for our audience?
Summer, today is a great time to be looking for a new home. Home prices are low. Interest rates are at historic lows. So it could be a great time to go out and find something that you and your family really like. The one thing I'd say to you is just remain very patient during the process. You're going to be asked for lots of information from your originator, from your realtor. It can get to be a little overwhelming, but if you just tell yourself before you start that, hey, this is a great time, remain patient, and try to make the experience as pleasant as you can.
Thank you, Nancy, for sharing your expert advice on this important subject. And thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. The online library on the Pinnacle website has a number of articles on homeownership. Go to pnfp.com and click on the Learning Center and then the online library to find these resources.